Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, and welcome back to the What We Said podcast. I'm Chelsea, the brunette side of the podcast.
I'm JC, the redhead half of the podcast.
And I'm Beth, the blonde half of the podcast.
How perfect.
Oh my gosh, we've completed our Powerpuff Girls trio.
Wait, Beth needs to be the...
Oh yeah,
I am. Beth
is your even other... more blonde.
I'm so blonde now, guys.
Okay, I gotta get rid of my blonde. That means I can't be Bubbles.
You Bubbles for me, bitch. Brian, can you cut that out?
You can say that, however.
Today we are joined by my lovely assistant and friend, Beth. And a lot of you guys have actually requested her. She is such a big part of my life, of our life. She's a big part of the podcast. Some of you guys may have met her at our live event. She was there snapping photos. Weren't you the one who took like most of the photos?
I actually took all the photos.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the iPhone ones of the background and the pink and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Long night. That was a long night, but it was
the best night ever. So we're gonna dive in. We're gonna ask her a bunch of questions. You guys, I asked on my Instagram story what questions you guys had for Beth, and there were actually so many. Like, I was actually really surprised at how many questions there were. We'll go into what it's like to work for me, work with Chelsea and I, what it's like, you know, behind the scenes of influencer life, and you know, how we met and all that good stuff. But first, let's get to know Beth a little bit better. The burning question that a lot of people had was they need an update on Moose because we let them know when he was hit by a car, which was heartbreaking. So what's the update?
Yeah. So,
and when was that?
So Moose was hit by a car. That's my dog, Moose. For anybody who doesn't know, that was in February. So it's been about 10.
Wait, that happened before? That happened before quarantine?
It happened right before. Yeah, because that's why I was... Quarantine blurred for me because I took a month off to be with Moose.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
And then literally the week Moose that he could start like walking and I'm like, wow, I can go back to work.
Yeah.
Then everything was like, shut down. Global pandemic. And I was like, okay.
I forgot quarantine again. About that timing. Mm-hmm.
I kind of forgot about it too. It all blends together. But yeah.
What was that? Like the week after we did our like big What We Said photo shoot, right?
Yes. Well, we had just done the live in the beginning of the month.
Yeah.
No, we hadn't done the live yet because you didn't know if you would be able to go to the live.
That was so stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, wait, you're right.
We just done our big photo shoot. Like,
yes.
Honestly, probably still the biggest one we've ever had where we did all the – thinking about that day, I'm like instantly tired. But when we had like the
– all the different outfits and stuff.
Probably like 10 different outfits. We went to a location. It was like an all-day thing.
Yes.
Because that night I got home, that's when Sophie got sick, had to go to the emergency hospital.
And then Moose got hit the next day.
Yeah.
I remember because
we picked Sophie up literally an hour later. You called me and we're like, what was the animal?
It was so crazy because it's not that I'm saying like that I think God wanted my dog to get hit by a car, but the timing was so amazing, weird to say, because if that had happened a day before for us, I wouldn't have known where to take Moose.
Yeah.
Like it happened so fast. And I just remember like getting in the car and Moose is in the back seat and he like, you know, he's like screaming and he like can't move. And
oh,
I just remember,
dog screams. Oh, they're it's haunting.
I'm literally sobbing thinking about it. It was the by far the worst moment of my life because they're
you
just
thought
so
he died,
innocent.
Right?
I thought I watched him get killed. Yeah. And then the only reason that I realized he wasn't killed is because I heard him screaming. So sorry, everybody, this is a downer.
Like really starting this podcast off.
Yeah. But anyways, I called Chelsea immediately. Shaking, and I was just like, I'm in the car driving Moose. I don't know where to take him. He was just hit by a car. Where's the nearest hospital? Because you live so close to me.
Yeah.
So, anyways, you were my little guardian angel that day, which was
Sophie
amazing.
Was. She got sick from Moosey.
I know.
Aww,
it's like she
don't
kind
make
of
me cry.
I'm crying.
Well, and that was so. I remember that day. Beth and I were talking about how. Just how horrible it is when dogs get, because Sophie was sick at that point at the emergency vet. And we're just like, that is the absolute worst when your animal, da da da. And then that happened that night. It was insane.
Crazy.
It was crazy because we had literally picked her up after this traumatic night. We're like, not having her. She was so sick. And then literally an hour later, after we had just brought her home. And it was good because this place, it's not just like an ordinary place. That's like one of the best vets I've ever been to. It's an emergency vet. It's called True Care.
True Care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's in Studio City and it's so good. Like, I just was, like, so impressed with how they handled everything and how, like, thorough they were. They, like, were so comforting and, like, they had the best vets.
They were so
anyways,
nice.
So I was, like, I'm glad that I found that vet, too. That
I remember,
you guys could go to, like, somewhere so good.
Seriously, I remember when you were telling us that you said Nick said it was cleaner and nicer than any doctor's office he's
literally,
ever been to.
Literally, you go into the freaking lobby and it's, like, they have coffee for you.
It
and there's,
so
like,
nice.
Fountains. And I'm like, okay, this is okay.
Yeah.
So nice.
Moose ended up staying there for 3 days. And then he was in a cast over his wrist, his elbow, through his shoulder, and then like around his body, like his like chest for about a month and a half until he could finally start like walking on it again. And now he is a little miracle pup because he is completely back to normal.
It's so crazy.
It's truly insane. Like I almost forget that he was hit by a car, but I also have anxiety from it, so then I don't forget.
Oh my God.
I forget until I don't
until
forget.
Until I don't forget.
It's wild. Okay, let's get – well, I'm very glad to hear that he is –
positive
perfect.
Reports.
Yes. Let's get a mini version of the Beth and James love story because people are asking, especially people who don't know your background, they're like, is she married? There's blah, blah, blah. So they don't know anything. But let's keep it
short, quick.
Be short and sweet. Give us like the mini version of just how you guys came
perfect.
To be.
Okay, as fast as I can. So I'm 26 and my husband's 26. My husband's James. And we have known each other since we were 11. We went to school together. And I always thought I was super cute, always had a big crush on him, but I was a girl that wore like chunky black sneakers and had her hair up in a ponytail all the time. So I was not a cute girl, okay? And he was like, you know, star, like football player, very cute. So I always had a crush on him, but we were best friends. Like we did everything together. And then I kind of dated someone else. And then James finally was like, wait a second, she's like, actually, she's kind of cute.
Yeah.
And so then he was actually kind of into me. And then we started dating and we
how
pretty
old
much
were you when you started dating?
We were. See, it would have been like 10th grade.
Okay.
Yeah. So whatever age that
15
is.
15 or something?
Yeah.
Wow.
And again, I'd had a crush on him forever. And I remember when I was in 9th grade, I was like, I told my best friend at the time, I was like, this is the guy I'm going to marry. I had no reason to say that. So I'm like, he doesn't even freaking know I exist in a romantic way. But I was like, he's my best friend. Like, I just love him so much.
Aww.
And then we started dating and I was like, wow, does a miracle come true? And then we were kind of like off and on, like all through high school. And it was just kind of classic high school relationship. And then at the end of high school, we had broken up and I was like trying to date someone else. And then the summer before we went to college, we were like not talking at all. We thought like, well, it's over. Like, we're not going to see each other. We're going a different place. I'm going to New York. He's going to Michigan. And we had no reason to keep talking to each other. So then we just had like a sweet like goodbye. And I was like, okay. So and then we went off to college. I tried dating people like in college. He was like going to dances with girls, like just like, you know,
I'm
doing
like,
our own thing.
What a hoe.
And we, anyways, we were not talking at all. Again, I just thought we were completely over. But I was thinking about him all the time because he's my best friend.
Yeah.
Like, I still missed, you know, being with him. And I would try and, like, go on dates with other people or whatever. And I was just like, you suck. Like, no one just compared, you know? And then one day, like, almost near the end of first semester of college, I just got a text from James. And it was like, ding. And I was like, oh, my heart. I was just like, oh my gosh. Like I just got like the butterflies when he texted me.
Oh, there's no better feeling.
There's no better feeling. I kind of miss it. I'm like, oh.
like let's break up.
I'm like, James, can we break up and then get back together again?
Yeah, no. Literally.
But it was like the best feeling. That's as soon as he texted me, that was when I knew. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not over him. Like I'm so, I miss him so much. And so then we just started like texting each other and then we were FaceTiming each other every day. We'd be on the phone for 3 hours every single night.
Wow.
Like again, like long distance. And then we went back home for Christmas break and we were like, oh, like let's meet up. And we like met up and then we both started sobbing and told each other we loved each other.
Oh,
and it was so like cute. So cute because obviously I thought like, he's into me. I'm like, I think he's into me, but like, are we just best friends, you know? And then we went back home and then we were both like, no, I love you. Like I miss you so much. So then from that point on, we were long distance for a year and a half and then he moved.
That's
to
a
me.
Long time.
It was a long time. Yeah. And so it was great though, because it really allowed us to mature our relationship quickly past our high school phase, you know?
You smell that, JC?
No, what is it?
That's my new Pura.
Wow.
Actually, it's yours because we're at your house. But Pura is a company making premium fragrances that are safe for everybody, including babies and pets. And let me tell you, my house has never been the same since we got this Pura. Your home isn't really complete without a home fragrance, you know?
Yes.
It can be, you know, recently cleaned, but something's still missing until you light a candle or like plug in a diffuser. This is where Pura comes in to make your at-home experience that much more convenient. Pura's packaging is also luxurious and perfect to give as gifts for the holidays coming up. And let me just tell you, I love candles. I love other things.
No, I'm legit obsessed with this thing.
It is amazing.
It's
literally
so
my
awesome.
House has never smelled so good for so long. And the best part of it, they offer a lot of like amazing fragrances, including the Capri Blue Volcano scent from Anthropologie.
The best.
This is not a drill. They offer that one, okay? So if you want your house to smell like that candle from Anthropologie, they got it. They got the scent. Fragrances are made by the same perfumers who curate the world's top designer perfumes that we all love and wear. So Pura also only has responsibly sourced fragrances that are safe for dogs and babies, which is huge and so nice because JC and I both have dogs.
Yes.
No babies yet.
My house smells like fall right now. And every time we walk in, especially if we've been gone for a little bit, we're like, our house smells amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I will say even I got a fall candle. And I don't like it as much as the Pura, so I'm not even using it.
Same.
So anyway, Pura gives customers the option to subscribe to any fragrance and receive 30% off with no strings attached. Sign up, cancel, skip, or pause at any time with no fee to get 30% off all fragrances and choose how often you get your shipments. Not only will you get 30% off all fragrances, you can also use the code WHATWESAID at checkout on Pura.co to get an extra fragrance of your choice for free. I recommend the pumpkin chai. You will not regret it. Again, go to Pura.com and use code WHATWESAID, our podcast name, at checkout for a free fragrance of your choice. You're welcome.
He ended up switching schools, transferring to my school in New York. And it was so awesome. We had like 2 more years in New York and he made like the best friends of his life. And I had like the best friends of my life. And it was so much fun. And then we got married. Let me think. We got married and I had 1 more semester left of college and he had 1 more year because he lost a little bit from transferring.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I think that's it.
Wow.
I'm trying to think. I'm like, I'm trying to go fast. So I miss
know.
Anything.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
I didn't even know the details of that story.
Yeah.
It's so cute. I mean, I always knew you guys were high school sweethearts.
Yeah,
but
we're high school sweethearts.
That warms my heart.
It's a lot more complicated than that. Than just, you know, it's smooth ride.
And it's funny because today it's just like very unconventional, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of people, I think, have a perspective where it's like, oh, you need to date a million people.
Yes.
Like, you know? And I think that's good too. But I think for us, we just knew.
Yeah.
And even when we tried to put ourselves away from each other and put it in a box and be done, we were just still so pulling towards each other that I just knew he was my person.
Yeah,
for
like,
sure.
What's the point in like just doing this because people
exactly,
say
because
I should
people say
keep
I should.
Dating around.
And that's what I tried and it didn't work.
Yeah.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're glad because now we have
pickleball
Beth and
partners.
James, the pickleball partners.
Okay, speaking of living in New York and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to talk about your job history a little bit because a lot of people asked, and we don't have to get into every single job you've ever had, but what were the major jobs you had before becoming my assistant?
Okay. Well, I mean, I could do a quick rundown of all of them. It's not,
okay.
I mean, the hard thing is that I've had a lot of jobs. So my first job, I was an administrative assistant for a wardrobe stylist. So if you've seen Devil Wears Prada, I was Anne Hathaway. That was my job.
Mm.
It sounds dreamy. It was horrible because she was the devil. No, yeah. But you know what I mean? So that was, but that gave me like a lot of experience. And then I was like the main desk secretary at my college. So if you called like the main phone line on the website, it would be me being like, thank you for calling the King's College. This is Beth. How may I direct your call?
Oh, wow.
Wow, you're good. Really good at that.
Yeah. Thanks. I practiced. And then I was also like the temporary executive assistant to the president of my college for a while, for like a few months. Wow. And that was a great way to get like a ton of experience, obviously. And then what else? I was a content creator for a wedding and event planning company. So I would like run the blog. I would create recipes, take photos, do like mini little photo shoots, a lot of times with like food and stuff in my house.
Yeah.
Which was fun. And then I was a wedding coordinator's assistant for the same company. And then I was a coordinator, wedding coordinator. And then I worked at a bridal salon for a few years, two different bridal salons. And then I was a PA on some commercials as well. So I've had a little bit of a bunch of random stuff.
Wow. You've had so many jobs.
Been around the block.
Yes. Because I've pretty much always been working multiple jobs my whole life since I started working, especially like in New York, it's so expensive. So you have to, even when I was a full-time student, I'd be working two jobs at the same time.
Oh my gosh. There's nothing worse than, truthfully, like college students who also have jobs don't get enough credit.
No.
It's so hard.
It's so hard.
I did it for like 2 seconds. Yeah. And I was like, this is
And you're trying to like maintain your grades and then also like have a social life, God forbid. Yeah. It's a lot of work.
It is a lot.
It is a lot. Okay. I'm going to ask you guys some questions, kind of both of you.
Okay.
You know, to get those juicy details. And be honest, both of you guys, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
If this doesn't end in a cat fight,
tears us apart, wrong. I fire Beth.
Like, if I don't hire Beth for myself after this, then we've done something wrong.
Yeah. Actually, I want you two to fight over me.
She's like, I want a raise.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How did you guys find each other and how did Beth get the job for JC?
Okay. Well, maybe you, because people asked like, were you following me before? How did you?
Yes.
So maybe explain from your end and then I'll explain from
my end. Okay. So I was following JC and I've been following her since Barefoot Blonde Hair Europe thing.
Yes.
That's how I found you. I think I was following
Amber or Tessa?
Amber. I was following Amber. Mm-hmm. And then, and then you were on the trip with Tessa.
You were looking at me. I was like,
well, I was like,
I know for a fact you're not following
you're not
me.
Following me. No, I was like, I was following Amber. And that's how I found you. So I've been following you for a while. And
wow.
Then,
so I have Amber to thank for you.
Truly.
Wow. Thanks, I need Amber. To send her a thank you card.
We love
Much
Amber.
To think about.
We love her.
Okay.
So then, and then that was like years before you ever posted on your
story,
about looking for an assistant.
Yes. The reason I even wanted an assistant in the first place, because I have been actually thinking about this a lot lately, because I know a lot of influencers personally. I obviously have a lot of friends in the industry, and a lot of them do not have assistants at all. Like, they do a lot of stuff on their own. And I had been wanting an assistant for a long time just to delegate certain things that I don't feel like I'm that great at. I'm really not a super organized person by nature and with certain things. And I just was like, I feel like I'm drowning in all these responsibilities. And the thing is that Leif is also not super organized by nature. We have obviously strengths that work well together, but there always felt like there's just this missing piece of like organization and getting things done on the right time. And I was just like, I don't feel almost like not even qualified, but you know what I mean? It's like, I have friends who are just doing this on my own, on their own. I should be able to do it on my own. And then I just got to a point where I was like, no, I know this would help me so much. Like, I just want to hire someone part-time just to help out with little things, you know, getting stuff for shoots and whatever, this and that. Just all the little minute details that take a long time and, you know, emails and everything. So anyway, that's why I wanted an assistant. I posted on my Instagram story and I was super
weary.
What's the word of not like hesitant, but I just didn't know if I would be able to find someone through that, because
especially through social media.
Yes, because I knew it was a great way to reach people, but I also had this fear because I had talked to a few of my influencer friends that did have assistants at the time, and they were like, their advice to me was to not find someone who's like, I want to be a content creator, like I want to be an influencer too, like I would love to work with you. They're like, I would just get someone who's good at the things that you want them to do and not necessarily someone who
wants your job.
Yeah. And so that's what I was looking for. And a ton of people messaged me and they're like, I want to be an influencer. I would love to like learn from you. And I'm like, that's great. And I would actually love to have an intern at some point or something. Like, I think that's amazing. But I'm like, that almost stresses me out more. Like, I just want someone to take over these responsibilities
to
for me.
Help you. Know what I mean? You. It's yes. not helping you. It's not about you helping someone else
exactly.
on their career path. Yeah.
Well, and then that actually leads me into people were asking again for both of our perspectives on why did I hire you?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. I remember in your first email. So first of all, at the time I lived in Orange County and Beth was one of the old, and I said like, I need someone in Orange County.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of people that obviously wrote in from Orange County and also LA. And she was the only, I picked three girls, like final girls. I reached out to 10, I think, and I asked them more questions. And then I picked the final three and Leif and I interviewed them. And you were the only one that was from LA because I was like, I don't want someone from LA because that's just an annoying drive for them.
Right.
But I was just like, oh, but I love like her resume and like everything. And I remember also she was like, I have a golden doodle or like a mini golden
the same
doodle.
Age.
Yes. And she was like, I love making vegan, whatever. And I'm like, I just feel like we would get along so well. So,
well,
oh my
also,
gosh, I love this story.
Let me
interrupt really fast because I was visiting you when you were interviewing. And wasn't Beth the first person you interviewed?
She was the second.
Oh. And so I was there. I was like just chilling at their house doing something because I was there for the podcast. This is when I lived in Arizona or somewhere. I don't remember. One of the three places. And they came home and I was like, how did it go? And they're like, oh my gosh, she's perfect. Like, I think we just want to hire her. They're like, I don't even know if I want to go to the other interviews. Like, she's just perfect.
Yes. That's what I was going to say because Beth is the second. So I'd interviewed someone before Beth, and then there was a third one, and we were almost like, we did it still because we wanted to hold, you know, we said we're going to interview her and we just wanted to hold true to that. But after we interviewed Beth, we both just like, we looked at each other like, yeah, like no questions asked because, and I was pondering on why, because I'm like, obviously there was like a connection there and, you know, I just felt comfortable with you and stuff. But also I think one of the main things is that I remember you saying like, I just want to make your life easier. And a lot, like the other people that I had interviewed were mostly talking about themselves.
Yeah.
And it's like, in that moment, I just needed someone to like, help. Exactly that, like help me make my life easier and better. And so I was just like, that's what I want.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my gosh, I'm literally crying.
You know?
Aww.
So I feel like
I want to find a Beth.
Yeah. One of my influencer friends commented on the question box and said, how do I find a perfect assistant like Beth? Can she clone herself?
Literally.
And like, people always ask me that. Even my influencer friends are like, how did you find her? And I'm just like, oh, she a diamond in the rough and I got lucky.
I know, literally.
Like it's such a good partnership.
A good match. How can you get your most beautiful smile, you might be asking? Well, we have the answer for you. And it's Lumino's Oral Essentials. You might remember when we had Dr. Madahi on and he talked about his company, Lumino, and talked about the microbiome, gut health. You know, me and JC found out that we both had problems. I have a deviated septum. She has a
mouth breathing issue.
Yeah. And we even said it in the episode because it was so fascinating. We were like, we want to go brush our teeth and we want to order these products right away. And guess what we did right after that episode ended? We ordered these products and have been using them ever since.
Not looking back.
No. I am obsessed with the toothbrushes.
Yes.
They're so soft and like,
but they get the job done.
Yes.
They are so good, you guys. These bamboo toothbrushes. You got to check them out.
They're so good. And they're also cute, too, mm-hmm. because my toothbrushes are, you know, part of my bathroom decor, you know?
Aesthetic.
And they're so cute. And I really feel like they're so soft and amazing. The toothpaste is amazing. Best I've ever had. And most importantly, their hydrating mouthwash.
Is a must.
It's game-changing. It feels so good. It doesn't, like, sting your mouth when you're rinsing it out. And I feel like it literally takes any bad breath that was trying to make, you know, an appearance in my mouth is just obliterated by this. It's so amazing. I love it so much.
It's so good. So they have non-toxic, balancing, and refreshing products that do not just whiten, they brighten. After all, a beautiful smile is not just white teeth. It's rejuvenated gums and a healthy microbiome. The answer at last. Backed by science and loved by customers across the country, Lumino is the number one selling teeth whitening product on Amazon with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Leif loves their whitening products. They don't cause sensitivity. They're amazing. So see what all the fuss is about and experience your best oral health with Lumino. Go to oralessentials.com and get 15% off your first order with code What We Said. That's oralessentials.com, 15% off with code What We Said. Go check it out, guys.
Okay, mm-hmm. This is for Beth.
Okay.
top advice from you about being an assistant or for people who maybe want to do what you do?
Yeah, well, that's perfect because it actually has so much to do with what JC literally just said is I think a lot of people go into it with the wrong expectation. And you literally, your one and only job if you're in an assistant capacity. So that could be if you're a personal assistant or if you're executive assistant. Like technically I'm an executive assistant, but I also do things that in some personal roles for JC as well. But your one and only job literally is to make their life easier, like to help make their life easier. And honestly, you have to be likable. Like it's such a personal job that if you are just like rigid or if you aren't adaptable or if you just don't like have a personality, unfortunately, that's like very likable, you're just going to fail this job like very, very quickly. So my top advice for people would be just like, again, being adaptable. And you just have to keep thinking like putting their needs before your own. That's literally the job description, you know?
And it's like when I feel like when you have that mindset, the job seems easier.
Yes.
Because you're not so worried about yourself. And like while you're working, obviously you have your own life, but it's like while you're working, if you're like, okay, I'm in service to this person right now, I'm trying to make their life easier, it feels better to
do
that too.
Especially because it can be something, you know, a lot of people can look at it and be like, oh, they just like boss you around all day and tell you what to do. And can you do this for me and do that? And it's like, if that's how I want to look at it, I'm going to hate my job.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to hate it.
Yeah.
Where if I think about it as like, we're a team and this is me helping her make her life easier and make it easier for all of us, then I'll be happy with my job. But if I look at it negatively, I'm going to have a negative outcome.
Definitely. Well, that leads me to my next question. What's the toughest part of the job?
The toughest part of the job.
I'm like,
what can I say according to my contract? No, I'm kidding.
My NDA.
No. Honestly, people are going to be very probably annoyed because JC's awesome. So there's like not a lot of tea to spill, to be honest. But I would say the hardest part of my job is if I'm not around JC, trying to get a hold of JC.
Yeah. Like if she... I can relate.
Like if she's doing something, which is very, like she does a million things, obviously, you know, and I'm sure you guys at home know, but she does a million things. So if she's podcasting and something with you and I'm, you know, emailing back and forth with
like, we need this deadline.
And I'm like, JC, I really need to hear back from you. And it's like, if it's hours that I'm like waiting to hear back, I'm like, okay, it's making my job a little more difficult. I cannot help as much as I want to, but that's really honestly the hardest thing. Everything else is wonderful.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Trying to like connect the dots.
Yeah.
Okay. What was your first, I want you to answer first. What was your first impression of JC when you actually met her? Like not following her. And then, answer that.
Okay. My first impression of JC. So the first time I met her, obviously, was when we did our interview. And I remember thinking she is way more normal than I thought.
Really?
Which was so nice. Like just because you don't know, you know, if you're someone on the outside looking in and you think like, okay, like, are they putting this like on for people? Like, are they going to be nice? Like a lot of people, especially in LA, like when you have clout and you have a lot of stuff going for you, it's like, it can be very easy to kind of step all over the people below you. And I remember meeting JC and just thinking like, oh my gosh, she's so just down to earth and normal and nice.
Like that's like the best compliment.
Yeah, thank seriously. You. So it was like, I remember even like when she first walked in, she's like, hi, I'm JC. Like, and I'd gotten there first and she's like, oh my gosh, like, what are you drinking? And I was like, oh, is this a London Fog? And then she was like, oh my gosh, like, what is that? Like, I was just like asking like normal, sweet questions. It was being so just like welcoming and down to earth. And I remember being, and it made me feel so good. Like, I just felt like, oh my gosh, like this, I just knew instantly that this was going to be great because you did not have a personality where you think of yourself better than the people that are around you or work for you or anything like that.
Sweet.
So
that is really sweet, especially because you just got done working for the devil. So you're probably like, wow.
Right. It's like, wow, what a turn of events. Yeah.
Seriously. What was I just going to say about that? Mm-hmm. What was your, I have two more questions in the same realm. What was your first impression of me?
Most importantly.
Yeah. I'm like, let's get down
anyway,
to the real
stop
stuff.
Talking about JC.
Yeah. I'm like, JC. Let's hear from me.
My first impression of you was, I remember thinking you were so witty, like the wittiest person I've ever met in my life. Like the things that you freaking come up with to say, like, I just remember laughing so much. Like, cause even like online, like I'd known about you online or like I'd known about you, like, you know, with JC and stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, her fashion sense is so good.
Oh,
like,
wow. Thank you.
I just remember like being like obsessed, you know, with like your vibe. But then I'm like, and then I meet you in person and you're the funniest person that I've ever met.
Like, I cannot stop laughing when I'm around you. And it's like the way your brain works so fast. It's like I literally don't know where it's coming from or where it's going.
Yeah, me neither. It's a curse and a blessing. Let's just say that. Huh. Okay, now what was your first impression of like us together, like our dynamic?
Dynamic duo.
Oh, wow.
Truly. Like,
Did you think we were annoying?
No. No.
Be honest.
I'm serious. That's why I'm saying, sorry, people back home, but it's going to be boring. It's like, you guys are, again, so down to earth and so funny. Like, together, you just have,
like a romantic spark.
Yes. Like chemistry?
The chemistry.
But literally.
No, it's the, contagious. Like, you have a very contagious energy. Like, you just make people around you guys feel good and feel positive and like have
really good compliment.
Yeah, that is a great compliment.
Seriously.
I think people listening to you guys, whether on the podcast or like on your socials or whatever, I think they feel that as well. Like I think they get that glimpse and they feel that positivity from you guys. And it's like just being around you guys, it's only just like more amplified. You guys are like not negative at all. Like it's just so fun to be around you.
Oh, that's so nice.
I'm blushing. I love attention, but I hate it.
I'm shy.
We are so happy to have Skillshare as a sponsor for this episode. Skillshare, as you guys know, if you've been listening to the podcast for a long time, is an online learning community with thousands of inspiring classes. There are so many different subjects and things you can learn on Skillshare. It's not just for artists and creatives like you might think it might be, you know, at a first glance. It's for anyone who wants to learn a new skill or even just deepen a passion that you already have.
So a class that I have on my list that I'm very excited about is a productivity masterclass, principles and tools to boost your productivity, taught by Ali Abdaal. And you guys know I love productivity. I love getting stuff done. So I'm very excited about this. So he's a doctor and he also has other businesses. He's a YouTube channel. And people are always asking him, how do you juggle everything? How are you getting all this stuff done? So he is sharing all of his productivity secrets with us. And I am very, very excited about that. They also have a video on a budget class. It's called like preparing for your shoot without breaking the bank, which I thought would be maybe one you guys might be interested in, especially if you're, you know, trying to do YouTube or anything with video content. They also have a logo design class and they have a bunch of different graphic design classes, film classes, so much stuff. And again, I'm kind of sticking to a niche here because I feel like a lot of you might be interested in that, but there are also so many other subjects.
And that is really just even scratching the surface. They have thousands of classes, so there is really something for everybody. If you have free time right now, or if you're ever feeling bored, go to Skillshare. There is no time to be bored in this world. No. There is so much to learn, and we are both so passionate, as we've said before, about being lifetime learners, never getting too comfortable, always learning new things and growing. Skillshare offers membership with meaning. With so much to explore, real projects to create, and the support of fellow creatives, Skillshare empowers you to accomplish real growth. Plus, most classes are under 60 minutes with short lessons to fit your schedule.
So explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/WWS. And the first 1,000 people to use our link will get a free trial of Skillshare Premium membership. Literally free, you guys. Receive free access to thousands of classes for a limited time. Be the first 1,000 to sign up at Skillshare.com/WWS.
Okay, this is a question for me. What was my first impression of you? Oh. So I'm trying to actually think of the first time I met you because I feel like because you worked for before I moved here, obviously.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So long before.
Did I meet you when I was visiting?
One of the times you were visiting? Maybe.
Because you had started working. Well, first of all, my first impression of Beth was from what JC told me.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh my gosh, she's perfect. Like she makes vegan food, whatever.
Always all that matters.
Always the go-to.
I'm like, she makes vegan cookies.
I'm like,
cookies.
Her vegan cookies.
That Leif hates.
Whatever. No.
No, he just has to, he likes them cold, which is ridiculous.
Cold?
She wants him to warm them up in the microwave.
It's just an ongoing battle that we have. I hate when the chocolate chips are not melty. They need to be melty.
Depends
and
what kind of cookie.
And Leif refuses to microwave them and melt them. And it just,
that's weird. That's kind of reminds me of Nick. He like loves his food cold, and I'm just like,
like cold pizza. I'm like,
let's
heat it up.
Yeah,
let's not say
heat that up. But anyways, going back to my first impression of you, so like not in person impression was that, and then also I feel like because JC was working with you and you were like together every single day, almost like I was already knew you when I met you.
Yes.
So it was like, it wasn't like, oh, I'm just meeting this random person for the first time.
Yeah.
But I remember, I mean, obviously I already knew stuff about you from JC.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, she talked a lot of crap. No, I'm just
perfect.
No, I'm kidding. She literally like spoke so highly of you.
And I feel like the first time I met you, it was just like so quick to like, you can get on like a deeper level with conversation.
Oh my
like
gosh.
That was one of the, and I, you know, I'm an Enneagram 4. I love that. I love that crap. But it's like, you can have such good conversations where we're not just like, oh, you know, what's the weather like today? It's mm-hmm. like all of a sudden we're talking about religion and like yes. how we grew up and all
the
this
deeper,
stuff.
The better, honestly. Yeah. It's mm-hmm. like, I think you just said this on the other podcast the other day, but it's, I feel the same way where it's like, yeah. if we're just talking about lighthearted stuff, like just
surface level.
Yeah. yeah. It's just draining. Like, it is draining. It's more draining where it's like, I love if the, as soon as we can start crying, I'm like, oh, a dream. Seriously. I'm like, now we're talking.
I was same. Thinking about how, probably not that, maybe only once or twice we've been around my kitchen table, literally sobbing.
Sobbing. Oh God, sobbing. I know. Beth will just be telling a story and I just like start sobbing and I'm like, I know.
It's so true.
It's so bad.
So funny. Like if Beth starts, she knows if I she know. Starts to shed a tear, I will. And yes. then vice yeah. versa, honestly.
I know. It's just
we're
like,
all like that.
I know.
We really are all like that.
I know.
I'm a good combo. If you guys were at the live show, you know, literally the second I like sat in my chair, it was like just waterworks. I was like, come on, Chels.
I know.
Hold it together. Also, when we're, this is not necessarily a first impression,
yeah.
but like first impression of us having like our first, like what we said meeting or something that Beth was there mm-hmm. for. Cause before,
did we even have meetings?
Yikes.
Before Beth, life before Beth was bleak.
Like bleak and confusing,
bleak
to be quite honest.
Very confusing.
Like meetings were not meetings.
Oh
they
my
were
gosh.
Like, let's talk about what we said. And then 10 minutes later, we're like watching a YouTube video. But that's what I was going to say is when we had like our first meetings,
yeah.
Beth is so organized that it's like, you know, me and Jason will start to go off track.
Yeah,
a little bit.
She'll pull you back.
Yeah. yeah. And she's like, okay, you guys, let's go back to the, let's, right. we need to, are we contacting this person today or not? And we're like, oh, sorry.
Oh, right. About that.
Literally like we're talking about TikTok and like something else.
And
so
then we're
stupid.
Like, let's make one. Let's yeah. make a TikTok. She's like, we're literally in the middle of meetings. I'm like, oh,
I know. Oh my
so
gosh.
True.
It's truly a struggle.
That is so funny.
Okay, next question. Are you a what we said listener?
Am I ever? I
what
love.
Percentage?
Oh. The truth comes out. I'm like, actually, I only listened to like one.
I listened once.
No. I listen to them literally as soon as they come out. Because
yeah.
also, I love listening to podcasts when I go on my runs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I used to never be a runner.
Yeah.
But quarantine has changed me.
Yeah.
And so now, whenever I'm working from home, every single day on my lunch break, I go for a run. And when I go for a run, I like to listen to a podcast.
Yeah.
And so I listen to every single one of What We Said podcasts.
Yay.
They
Yay.
Make me happy.
100%.
And it's like the days I'm not with you guys, I still get to pretend I am.
Aw.
That is special.
Who wouldn't want that to be around us 24/7?
The only person that could be a bigger What We Said fan than me is James.
Yes.
James
yes.
is James our fan.
Is, he
the
is.
The biggest and best fan.
He has been a day one fan, you guys.
I love to see it.
He's a big fan. He'll come home and be like, oh, did you hear the story? And I'm like, yeah, bitch, I picked it out. Oh, sorry.
Sorry. It's okay. It's fine. It's okay.
We're
keeping that in.
Sorry, everybody back home.
No, it's fine. As long as it's not us saying it, you know?
Perfect. I'll take all the blame.
Yeah. I'm like, as long as we stay like
holy and perfect.
And you're the center.
Perfect.
Okay. Do you see JC more as a boss or a friend?
I was thinking about this earlier. And it's tricky because she is my boss. And it's like, of course, like what we said earlier, it's like I'm constantly trying to do things to help and make your life easier. But if I really like step away for a second and just think about you, I'm like, that's my friend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, she's my friend. And I more think of it as like,
aww, you're gonna I'm not even involved in this and I'm like going
to
cry.
No, literally me the entire time. I'm like, yeah. holding back tears. No, but I think of her definitely first and foremost as my friend who I get to be lucky enough to work with.
Yeah.
I don't even feel like I work for Jason.
Yeah. I was going to say, I even hesitate saying like she works for me.
Yeah.
I'm always like, it just feels more like a team thing.
Yeah.
Like work
it feels
with
like
you.
When you're in school and you're doing like
group
a
projects.
Team, yeah. A group project. It's like, we're working on this together. We have a goal, common goal in mind.
Yes.
So I never feel like I'm working for JC.
Okay. Well then putting that on JC, is it hard for you to draw the line between like employee and friend?
No. And I wanted to talk about this because I remember people, well, this is just a commonly known thing that people mm-hmm. will say all the time is don't get into business with your friends. Don't work with your friends. I happen to literally work with all
yeah,
my
I was
best
about
friends.
To say,
so,
we would be screwed if that was.
And to me, I can totally understand why that's a thing. And I can understand that relationships sometimes are jeopardized or they're put in these positions that aren't good because they're doing business together and all that stuff. But I think about in my life, all of the business ventures and everything, like
that I have going on are all with the people closest to me that I literally am like, that are the most important people to me. And I was thinking about our podcast, for example, and there is a certain like chemistry and magic that comes from us being best friends and doing this podcast together that could never be replicated.
Yeah.
And to me, I've said this before, anyone who I start to work with closely, even Dani, I hired her as a photographer. And I remember being like, I don't want to hire a friend. I want this to be like
a business
thing where she's a photographer. We go home, like we shoot, we go home. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be calling my friend to shoot me. Literally 2 months later, we're like going to lunch every day and we go to Paris together.
Yeah,
we
eventually end up traveling the world together.
Yeah. And she's literally one of my closest friends. And it's like, and same with Beth. Obviously, when someone is working with you in this capacity this close, it's like chances are you are going to become like family.
Yeah, we're literally playing pickleball after this.
Yeah. So to me, I think do your thing and do you. And you obviously want to be smart going into every business venture that you start. But I work with Leif. We're obviously married, the closest relationship you can get. And we're business partners. And again, there are challenges that come with it for sure sometimes. But also, there's some sort of magic to it that I'm like, I could never replicate this with someone else.
Yeah, I 100% agree. Also, like you were saying, a lot of the times, a lot of people have experienced this, wherever you work, you end up hanging out with those people afterwards anyways.
Right.
Whether you start out as friends or end up as friends, it's very hard not to grow a relationship with the people you're with every single day for the majority of your life.
Totally. So, and I would rather work with people that I love and people that I enjoy being around than just random people and trying to keep it professional. Work is a majority of our days.
Yeah. And also, if you have the thing I think that people hesitate with, like doing business with friends or family, is yes, but you have to have trust. Like, if there's no trust, there shouldn't be any business between family, friends, or anybody. Like, you have to trust that other person and be okay with like putting trust in them. And whatever happens, happens. But it's like, if you both have that trust, it's like you're married. If you're business partners, it's a relationship. So, okay, next question. Wait, did you have any more thoughts on that? You kind of answered this one already, Beth, but is the JC and Chelsea you see the same version that they listen to?
Totally. You guys are extremely genuine. Like, you, if anything, I just get more access to you guys, you know, which is fun for me. Sorry for everybody back home. But no, it's like you are just as fun and witty and the energy is the same. Like, I don't feel like you guys hold back at all for the podcast at all.
Yeah. Did you listen to our last episode? It was a little shocking.
Yeah, I did regret that. I did almost ask Brian to cut that part out, but I was brave.
We're glad. We're glad.
We are glad.
Do you see JC in life? Oh my gosh. What's wrong with my words today? I'm like, do you see JC in real life? Do JC and Leif ever fight or argue around you?
Yes and no. So in my opinion, I've never seen them like fight. Like, I've never seen them like straight up fight.
Get a fight.
Yeah, I honestly like, don't fight. Think. Yeah, no. It's like they're business partners, like at the same time, as well as husband and wife. So will they sometimes have a disagreement about maybe how we should go about doing one thing? Mm-hmm. For sure. And even then, that's not that often. Like, the nice thing is, like, I feel like they always have the same like end goal and like mission in mind. So it kind of naturally makes them more like-minded, you know? So honestly, it's very few and far between and it doesn't feel like a fight.
What do they argue about if they do?
Okay.
Be honest, be honest.
You want the tea? You want the tea? No. I mean, Leif, I'm going to put you on blast. Don't worry. But it's like if Leif doesn't put the memory card in the camera.
The memory card. Why is it's always the memory card?
It's always the memory card.
I hope Leif's listening.
He's right when we're about to do the podcast. Leif, where's the memory card?
Yes.
Always.
Always. And then we'll drive like an hour, get to our destination, be like, okay, we're ready to shoot. And then Leif, like,
no memory card.
No memory card. And he'll like say it quietly. And then Jason's like, what?
Furious.
Yeah.
Furious. The thing is that, and I always get so, I'm like, he has this camera that is like, there's 1,000 parts to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so hard. Even this freaking thing that you're looking at right here, this, whatever. And if one tiny thing goes wrong, I'm like, interesting. I'm just like the rudest person. I'm like, why? How could you forget that? He's like, JC, there's 100 pieces. Like, I try, but, and I'm like, I need to have a little more grace for him because this technology stuff,
That's the reason he's so doing it is because it's so complicated. Yes. Granted, a memory card, that's like literally the most important thing and like the easiest thing to remember. But I'm always so, I just like go into wife mode. I'm like, what are you doing? Why did you forget that? And then I realize that it's actually probably hard to prepare for all my crazy shoots.
No, but nothing ever like too crazy. It's not like you guys have an extremely, honestly, a very healthy relationship. Like,
I'm proud of it.
Thank you.
Okay, this one is for JC. Is there any room for Beth to grow in this role? Like, is it possible for her to move up?
Yeah, so what I always say is if I move up, you're moving up with me. Yes, like, please. I always think of it as, again, we're a team. And the more money I make, the more money she's going to make. Yeah. And the more, you know, like, we grow everything, like, she's coming up with me. Yeah. So, you know, there's not like a next tier necessarily like
the
that
next
she's
promotion
yeah
to
that
get.
She's going
to
be getting, but and especially that has been hard with COVID because we're just like, when is that kind of next push going to be or whatever? But I absolutely think yes, there's like room to grow. There's room to, for all of us, and I say the same thing with you. I'm like, we all go up together, literally all of us that are in, you know, doing what we said, Balance Boss, Instagram, whatever we're doing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the way I look at it.
I feel the exact same way. Yeah, because there's not technically, like, a job title above, like, what I am.
Right? Yeah. JC.
But,
right. She's like, hopefully one day I will.
And she's like, I'm waiting for her to die. No.
I'm next to the crown.
No.
Literally heir to the throne.
Yeah, I know. Did I, would it be helpful for me to tell people what I do?
Yeah.
Like, well, is that?
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Or is that another question? I don't even know.
Maybe tell them kind of your, we can go into a day in your life, but like more of the tasks that you do. Because actually people did ask that.
Yeah. Because I feel like that's something that people, even in the past, like they've been like, why do you even need it?
An assistant.
Yeah. Well, like, and also if it was what you expected it to be or not.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'll run through some things that I do. So first, I feel like my number one first thing is like managing all the emails we get. So I'm the email person, and anything that comes in, we get hundreds of emails. And so I'm going through all of them, going through like the brands and everything we get. And then I basically organize like JC's like calendar and like her life, schedule everything that I can schedule for her. I manage like all the campaigns with our brands and stuff. So I'll figure out like, okay, when can we shoot? When do we need to get like the approvals in for the brand? And like, when could we go live? And making sure we have like, did we get the product in from the brand? Like, and just making sure everything's organized.
I'm already
that.
Tapped out. Like, I know. Thinking of just doing all of that.
Because it's like, when you think about it on one hand, you're like, oh, that just seems so easy. But then it's like, okay, but when you're doing it with 50 brands at once, it gets extremely complicated. And we don't
And not
ever,
only do they have due dates, they have due dates for you to send in your
approval.
Stuff.
Approval.
And then you have to wait for them to approve
to
it.
That.
Sometimes they don't. Then
exactly.
You have to reschedule the shoot. It's like,
oh, it's a nightmare.
So
it's so messy.
And trust me, these brands.
I know.
Some of these brands, they will, I can't even, I'm trying to think of the, what's the common thing that they always do that we're like, why?
Oh, a lot of times it's like, we'll send it in for approvals and they'll be like, okay, like we have a hard post date of October 15th. We have to post it by then. And so we'll get our, you know, content in for them
and
to approve it.
And sometimes like break our
well
back
in
to
advance.
Do it.
Yeah. And we'll be like, okay, this is not easy for us, but we'll make it happen. And we get it in and then, okay, a few days goes by and we don't hear from the brand. I'm like, oh, you're still there? And then the post date goes by and we're like, okay, it didn't seem like a hard post date. And then a week will go by after the posting date. And they'll be like, okay, everything looks good. You can post whenever you want. And we're like, but we broke our back to get it in early for you.
Exactly. Like, that happens more than you could ever imagine. Like, it's actually crazy how often that happens.
Especially because they'll reach out. Like, again, if they want it posted on the 15th, a lot of brands will reach out like, on freaking the 5th of October and be like, okay, if we send, you know, everything to you soon,
this
like,
week.
Yeah, it's like, can you get it to us in 2 days? And we're like, not ideal.
And then
we'll
you look at the calendar and it's like, we're already shooting a bunch of other stuff. So then you have to, the calendar is like, it is actually, that was one of the main things that I was like, that I was struggling with is so I have a management team that negotiates pricing and stuff, but as they're not holding my hand while I shoot and do everything. So the calendar for me was a nightmare before Beth, because I'm just like,
I remember.
Yeah, she's like, trust me.
I'm like, I was there for the beast.
Neat.
No, I'm kidding.
No, it was a crazy time for me. So it has helped so much. Anyway, continue back. Sorry.
I know there's actually kind of a lot because what you do so much, and I feel like people don't even understand how much you do. You wear so many different hats. Like at the end of the day, I think of you as an entrepreneur because you're just so branched out. You're not just only doing like content, like content creation. So yeah, I schedule like all your travel and book like your accommodations when you're traveling. Obviously,
which
organize.
Which includes mine a lot of time, which is nice.
Which is nice. I know. You've gotten like a free ride off of the benefit of me for sure.
Like, Beth did it all for us. I'm like, cool.
You're like, awesome. Great for me.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, organize and like prep and assist on like all our shoots and help like, you know, clean everything up after our shoots. Obviously, I help you with some personal things like grocery shopping or purging your closet.
Before you continue, we need to talk about the shoot that we did at the beach like 2 months ago. And Beth was there, obviously. And Danny was like, obviously the photographer. And we were at the beach for kind of a long time. And it was getting late. And Beth wore her like Converse, like high top Converse.
Rip to me.
And for some reason, the tide just like came in so fast. Like we were not expecting it. And Beth... Beth had to save all of our stuff. We literally had like our wallets, our phones, like so much crap. When we do photo shoots, there's especially for so what we said, there's so much crap. The trunk of the car is filled to the brim with like, there's shoes flying everywhere and like sunglasses. And we don't even shoot half of it because we can't find it after it's like buried under everything. Anyway, so we had all of our stuff out and then the tide came and literally was about to take everything into the ocean.
Yes.
Like our wallets, again, our phones, like our shoes. Our other outfits, all we had on were our swimsuits. So it was like everything was
gone. Everything.
So Beth literally runs over there, like dives in, saves our towels, saves literally our phones. And then we're like walking back. Me and Jason didn't even notice. We're walking back and Beth's shoes are like slushing around.
Like squish, squish.
And her Converse were soaked and so sandy.
So sad
with
to me.
Socks. Can you just put yourself in that position with sandy soaking wet Converse with socks on, like
we're like, not the vibe.
Take them off, and she was like, at this time, she's like, at this point, I'm just gonna keep them on until I get home. And it was like we were kind of far, so it was like an hour and a half drive home.
Right. Oh, she will sacrifice for the team.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. That's ripped to me.
So
my
when she says the photo shoot is not just some easy little thing,
not just a walk in the park.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. Yeah. And then what else do I do? I manage the Instagram account for the cabins that JC
That's
owns.
A huge part of the job.
Yes, a lot.
And it's fun because I get to work closely with your mom, Jill, which I'm sure you're listening, Jilly. And I like to pretend that you're my mom.
Literally.
I'm like, this is so much fun. And that's just what I do for JC's brand.
Yeah.
I didn't even touch on what we said yet, which is like also so much
fun. And
Balance
Boss.
And Balance Boss. I know, because that's what's so crazy is, again, you do so many things. So then obviously it's what we said, like, I also help manage the emails we get for that. And my favorite job is going through all the submissions that you guys send in for all of our story episodes.
So if yours didn't get picked, blame Beth.
Just don't come for me. And then,
but if you want to get picked, you can leave a little message for Beth. Like, leave it in the, you know.
Leave a little sweet note.
What is that thing called? The title?
Oh, the subject line.
Yeah, the subject line.
Yeah, like, Beth, I love you.
Yeah.
You're my favorite
Give her a compliment,
of everybody.
And she'll definitely read yours.
Yes, true that.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things, but so it's always kind of hard to like explain it quickly, but basically my job with everything is just to keep us on track.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Keep everything organized.
Yes.
And flowing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
That was the other thing, because I remember someone recently asked me, they're like, I don't get how you're making like TikToks and doing Instagram or whatever. And I was like pondering it. I'm like, oh, Beth. Because I'm like, I'm like, I don't know either, actually, when you put it that way. And then I was like, oh, because I don't have to do the little tiny details that like most of my other friends do if they don't have an assistant, like doing the calendar thing. Like they're running all their emails and they don't have someone there to like go get stuff for a photo shoot. So they're going to Target themselves and getting stuff or whatever. Like there's so many little parts of things that I think people just don't understand.
And it just it sounds simple, but it just takes up a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very time consuming.
I don't think that sounds simple. I think that sounds like a freaking lot. I don't know how you do it. Well, and you didn't even say you post our Balance Boss stuff
post
too
the
that
Balance
we sent.
Stuff.
We sent
but you guys come for the content with that. So that's pretty minimal for me, but
still. Again, it's like
a million little
these
jobs.
The little it just ones, adds it's up. Like, okay. Yeah. Even like posting a story, it's like, okay, it's fine.
Yeah.
Then you add that to all the millions of other things you have to do and it starts to add up
Wait, I just thought of another huge thing that you do. You just thought of it too.
Yeah.
Is putting all the text on my branded Instagram stories.
I know. I didn't know if you wanted me to say that.
Oh, yeah. I don't care. That I mean, also, I'll even tell her what to say half the time. So it's like genuine. But literally that takes
so long. Oh,
and then you have to send it in for approval. So then you have to redo the hashtags and the tags. And you have to redo everything when you upload. It is like, it takes so long. I'm not kidding.
I had no idea how long it took until I started working for you. And then I was like, oh.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah. Brands will be like, we don't need an in-feed post, just a couple story slides. I'm like, I'd rather do the in-feed post.
Yeah,
honey.
Like one and done. Yeah.
The stories are, it is, it's very time, mm-hmm. it's very time consuming.
Last couple questions. What is your end career goal?
So it's probably not very interesting for people back home, but I've never had like a career goal in mind. And I think, well, also, first of all, I'm a type 2 on the Enneagram. So I naturally have just always fallen into like assistant type roles by nature because I actually enjoy like helping people and not being the one that has to like figure it all out. Like, yeah. I get so stressed if I have to figure out like, how are we going to make money? Like, how am I going to get a brand deal? Like, mm-hmm. how are we going to do all that? And I'm like, that's where working with JC is very nice because she is the driver of the boat and she is literally taking us all with her. And I'm just like, oh, like, this is so nice
and we're
to
just
me.
Enjoying the view.
Yes. To me, I'm like, you're doing the hard work. And I'm like, if I can do any little thing, I'm like, that's fine by me.
I feel the exact opposite. It's like, so funny. I feel like the stuff you do, I'm just like, oh my gosh, like that sends a shiver down my spine.
Like she's literally throwing out like a lifeguard thing to you and you're like drowning out there. It's
so that's cute. Again, that's why we work so well together is because we actually enjoy the roles that we have.
Totally. I know. I hope in my mind, like since doing this job, my career goal, I guess, is that I can do this with you forever.
Yeah.
I kind of hope you do this forever and seriously. That I can do it forever with you.
And I think Gary Vee says this all the time. He's like, some people think they want to be like entrepreneurs. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I want to be the like you said, I want to run the show.
Yeah.
But he's like, they're missing out. They're trying all these different things. It's just not their personality.
Yes.
And they're missing out on being like the number 2 or the number 3 or the number 4 at like a huge company and like actually doing really well and that company's benefiting from them because they think for some reason that that's like not glamorous when actually it's like so fulfilling.
Yes.
It's like to be a part of a team, no matter where you're at on it. And if you have like something to offer, it's so fulfilling. You don't have to be the like, you know, top tier person that's like the face of it.
I completely agree.
Wants to be the face of it.
Yes, I know. I think teamwork is so fulfilling for me.
Yeah.
I love it. And I like working in a group and I don't like when it all falls on me. When mm-hmm. it's like mm-hmm. end of the day, it's like, well,
how
we didn't pay rent because you failed. And I'm like, cool. I would literally crumble from the pressure.
Yeah.
Like I just couldn't do it.
Yeah. Okay. Last question.
Yeah.
What is the best thing you've ever done for yourself?
Wow. Well, that is a hefty question.
Yeah.
Gosh, I feel like there's a million things I'll probably think of tomorrow. But the first thing that like pops into my head, I guess, would be, so I'm really into like health and wellness and like food and stuff like that. And so I feel like the best thing I ever did for myself was starting my days asking myself, what can I do to support my body? And thinking
I love that.
My body as a relationship that I have with it instead of, it's kind of like some of the best marriage advice I ever got for me and my husband is like think every day, like what can I do to support you? How can I help you today? Like things like that, because that's a relationship you have together. And I think the best thing again that I have ever done for myself is treating my body like I'm in a relationship with it and not just that it's me because
it's
then
there to like serve you.
Exactly. Yeah. Because that's where, if I think of it as it's serving me, that's when I abuse it.
Yeah.
And it's like, you treat it horribly.
Take advantage of it.
When I start thinking of it as like, well, how can I support my body today? It's like, I want to be healthy and I want to make decisions that just make my body feel better. And it's just like, you look at it completely differently. And so it's put me on a path of just way more interest in like health and wellness. You know what I mean? Than just like, I'm just so angry I'm not skinny today. Or like, you know what I mean? Like,
complicating it.
What are some little things that you've implemented into maybe your morning routine that have been healthy and
oh my gosh.
Made you happy?
Wait, before, talk about this
before
forever.
You go into that, I was going to say kind of what you just said.
Yeah.
One of my favorite quotes, I can't remember who I heard it from, but basically like, and I just said this in my course that I filmed, go get it. It's on Balance Boss Co. is how you eat is how you show love to yourself.
Yes.
And when I first heard that, like hit me like a ton of bricks where it's like, that's like an act of service. So especially if your love language is acts of service and you're not showing that to yourself by like eating and you know, doing it in a loving way and mm-hmm. not in like a self-sabotaging kind of way, you're showing yourself that you love, like how
exactly.
you eat is how you
it's
show
how you love
for yourself.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Sorry, keep going.
Your morning routine. My morning routine. Okay. I could talk about this forever. So basically, so I get up at like, I don't know, between 7 and 8. And the very first thing I do is snuggle my dog.
And it just makes me so happy. And it like releases, you know, all that oxytocin and like good feelings, which is so great for us. Oh, that was another thing I thought of when you asked the question, like, what was the best thing I ever did for myself? Getting a dog.
Yeah.
Literally. So I'm like, they just, you don't even have to be, regardless of what, if you, how you look at the world, if you think there's a God or not, it's like dogs will just teach you about how the world really is.
Yeah.
Like, it's so beautiful. Anyways, that's a side note. So
we don't want to cry. So
we don't want to cry. We can't talk about dogs. So I snuggle my dog and then I get up and I drink like 8 ounces of water. It's like the very first thing I do. And it's just like room temperature, like right next to my bed. And that is like so good for your liver and just like detoxing and getting all the toxins that have built up like overnight, just getting them out, because your liver does the most work at 3 a.m. in the morning. Mm-hmm. So when I learned that, I was like, oh my gosh, like what? Like I had no idea. And the reason it's doing all that when you're sleeping, so that the first thing in the morning, the idea is that, I mean, this is not dreamy, but so that you poop. It's like, so that you go to the bathroom and you eliminate all the toxins that have built up in your body over like the last day.
You should poop before you eat.
Yeah. So technically,
ideally, coffee's shaking in their boots.
I know. I'm like, ideally you should be like eliminating for sure within the first like hour of being awake. And if you could do it without eating, is that means you're perfect. You're like a dream situation going on in your body. But it's okay if you eat and then you go. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah.
But
do you guys have normal poop schedules?
Oh, I poop first thing in the morning.
Mine is, I don't know if it's regular, but it's like, do you poop every day though?
Every day.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. You guys, when I was in high school, I would poop like once a week.
I know.
And then I remember the older I got and the more healthy I would eat and stuff, I would like start pooping every day. And I was like,
and you're like, is this okay?
This conversation.
It has taken a turn.
Yeah, okay. We're going down the belly button. Yeah.
I know, but I started doing it more like, and I was like, this is weird. And then I remember Googling it or something. I was like, is it okay to be pooping every day? And it was like, you're supposed to poop like multiple times a day.
Yes.
I was like, oh, that's good.
It's funny. I had the exact same situation too. It's like in high school, you just eat absolutely crap.
Yes.
Like
just goldfish. That's
was,
all I ate.
Oh, same. I was known in high school for bringing my lunch like on Monday. It would be just Flintstone gummy bear vitamins. That'd be my lunch.
And then
I'm so sorry. My next day, did you guys remember those like Entenmann's bakery? Did you guys ever have those? Like, I don't know if they're like in every state or not, but anyways, it was just like, I would bring a sheet of chocolate cake with chocolate frosting. That'd be my lunch. A full
you
sheet
are
of it.
Kidding.
I'm not kidding. It got so bad to the point that one of the moms in my class of like another student, she started bringing, and keep in mind, there were only 10 kids in my class. So I went to like a private Christian school.
Yeah.
She started bringing Chipotle every single day for lunch because she thought that, like, she was so concerned about me, just like not eating and like not eating healthy or whatever. Because I was just known for bringing the most random things and like not having like a lunch or whatever.
Wow.
So my health journey has come a long way.
Yes.
And I had the same experience where it's like, I was like, oh, pooping, whatever. And now I'm like,
I love poop. Literally. Well, you know what? Like, I was thinking about it because recently my sleep schedule has been off and we've been traveling a lot and I get the worst, like,
when you travel?
Travel constipation.
Oh,
like,
I'm everybody.
Like, it's been 3 days and I'm just like, when are you coming out?
The best thing you can do that I started doing when I travel is bring ground flaxseed with me.
Okay, that's what my dad said. And
I love everything I hear about your dad.
I know.
He just sounds amazing.
We love Cliff. He's listening. Thanks, Cliff.
Thanks, Cliff.
When I first started visiting JC all the time, like, I would always, I'm like, okay, this can't be happening once
I know.
A month. Like, I've got to stay regular. And I would try and be like, I'm just relaxed. Especially I feel like when you're sitting for a long time, that kind of just like crunch of it and like on a plane and pooping in like a different bathroom and stuff. So I tried to go the laxative route and I was just like, this ain't it.
No.
I don't want to do this. It messed it up when I got home.
Exactly.
So anyways, that's been going on. And also I've been getting, I've been not getting the greatest sleep the last couple weeks. I have not admitted this on the podcast yet, but I've been playing Xbox Live with my siblings every night. Well, okay, so my little brother, he's serving a mission. And actually, both of our brothers started today. Like, it's called Home MTC. So basically, they used to go to an MTC for like,
which
to serve
is,
their
mission.
MTC?
Mission Training Center.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, to train to go out for their mission. They usually go there for like a month or 2 months, depending on if they're learning a language or something. But that's like when their mission starts, they can't like really communicate with people all the time. They obviously can't play video games.
Yeah.
But because of like the pandemic and stuff, they start to do it at home. So both of our little brothers started today to do it at home. I promise this is coming full circle. Anyways, so all of my siblings live in Arizona. I'm the only one that lives here. And I feel left out sometimes because like I'm like so close with my siblings and we're like the best of friends. And so my siblings were like, you need to play this game, Dead by Daylight, on Xbox. And I'm
Dead
like,
Dead by Daylight?
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't want to play Xbox. I suck at Xbox. Like, I cannot move the controllers. Forget about it. I like, always end up just staring at the ceiling, trying to move.
Yeah.
But they were like, it's kind of like Nancy Drew vibes. It's like, you know, there's a killer and you're trying to get away from the killer. And I'm like, okay, horror, count me in. So I started playing with them and I did a bad thing.
Oh, no.
I was like, and also you play with your friend, your, in my case, my siblings. Yeah. And so I'm like, I want to spend time with them, but they like, we can only get on at like 9 or something. And so then we'll play for like a couple hours. Sometimes he would get home later. So he'd be like, let's hop on. And I'm like, I want to spend time with them. So the last week I've been like sacrificing my sleep. Cause I'm like, okay, I'm going to stay up and play with my siblings. Very worth it. I don't regret it, but
sleep has suffered.
That being said, my sleep has suffered and all of my kind of bodily functions have suffered as well. Yeah. Because I wake up, I get hungry really late and then I wake up. I'm just like, yeah. I've got to get back to my regular sleeping schedule.
It's crucial. That's the other thing. Yeah. I mean, that's not part of my morning routine because it's a nighttime routine, but I never get less than 8 hours of sleep. Yeah. Unless it's like a weird situation, like what
well,
you're
experiencing. Well, neither do I. And when I go to bed late, then I have to wake up super
exactly.
late. And I'm
right.
just like, oh, it's the worst feeling up yeah. like 10:30.
Yep. Yeah. You've so. Got to prioritize your sleep. I mean, every yeah. once in a while it's fine. No, yeah. no. But like that's another.
Well, now that he's started, he's not. I was telling Nick, I'm like, this is like literally my priority right now because like I'm going to miss him. For, like, yeah. He's gone for 2 years. Yeah. So I'm like, I can sacrifice a week of yeah. my sleep. So now I'm trying to get back to it. But anyways, back to poop.
Anyway, okay, back to oh, yeah. poop. My whole thing. Oh, yeah. So yeah. take flaxseed on the yeah. pants or whatever. But so then, so in my schedule, drink 8 ounces of water, go to the bathroom, take Moose for a 30-minute walk every day. Like that's the very first thing I do basically, which is so nice too because then you're getting outside. We've talked about this mm-hmm. where it's like – getting outside, getting in the daylight, getting in the sun, it just like wakes you up and it gets your like circadian rhythm going. Yeah. So we do that. And then I feed Moose and then I make my breakfast and I do – lately, like the past month and a half, I've been doing the Kalina yogurt that so I know good. That Chelsea actually got me on. It's yeah. so good.
It's really good.
It's vegan. It's the most minimal ingredients yeah, possible.
There's like 4 ingredients.
And it tastes so good.
It's really mm-hmm. good.
Like every other cute. Yogurt now is ruined for me, truly. Yeah, I know. I like cute. It comes in a glass jar so you mm-hmm. recycle it. Okay. Anyways, so I do the yogurt and then I do berries and then I do 2 tablespoons of flax. And then I have that and I make sure I have my breakfast first before I do caffeine and I do my matcha. I do like a matcha oat milk latte every day. And then after that, I go to a holistic or functional chiropractor. Shout out to Dr. Palucky in Santa Clarita. Woo. But I
wanna go.
Oh, honestly, you'd love it. It okay. is so up your alley. But he makes these blends. And so I do this greens blend. That has like literally everything in it. It has like every single mushroom complex. It has like protein, like pea protein. It has turmeric. It has literally it has 500 things in it. Yeah. I can't even remember them off the top of my head, but I take that every single day and I take it with, I use that to take my multivitamins that he makes. And then I take this other thing that's like, it's called like dindolin methane or whatever. And it's basically it's broccoli sprouts, but it's so good for like removing toxins from your mm-hmm. body and all that stuff. So
wow,
that's like my regular morning routine.
Does it taste like crap or
the greens?
Yeah.
Or the, no, but I everything. Actually like the greens
really?
Taste. Yeah. Cause it has like a tiny amount of like grape juice in it, but it's green. But okay. it has like a tiny amount of grape juice in it. Yeah. So it has like a slight sweetness to it.
Is it like a powder you mix into water or something?
Yes. Okay. I just do it with water and then I just take like a whisk or if you had like a blender bottle or whatever, yeah. and I just like shake it up. But I've acquired the taste to it. So now I love it.
Yeah.
But James, not like
well,
the taste.
The broccoli sprouts thing, is that in the capsule?
It's a capsule.
Okay.
It's a capsule.
So it's not like you're straight up eating like
no.
sprouts. Okay.
Yeah. But that's super good
sprouts
for like balancing.
Horrible either.
No.
Tasting. I mean, on top of things and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But.
And the sprouts thing is like beneficial for just like balancing hormones and making sure you don't have like buildup of like excess yeah. estrogen and stuff in your body. So,
oh, wow. Geez.
I know.
You should recommend that. Isn't it a book that you've been reading to everyone?
Yes. Okay.
You should recommend that to
everybody.
People.
If you are a woman, you should read the book, The Woman Code by Alyssa Vitti. She also just came out with a new one like a couple months ago that I'm kind of blanking on the name of, but, this book is amazing if you are a woman because it's all about just like balancing your hormones. And like a lot of us don't even realize our hormones are
off,
way off. Like you may not even realize it because you don't know what your hormones really do unless mm-hmm. you like study it, you know?
Yeah.
But if you have like consistent acne problems. That could just be because your hormones are not balanced. Mm-hmm. Or if you have like really bad cramping every period, that could just be your hormones are a little off balance.
Amazing. She's like, acne? She's looking.
Yeah, I'm like looking.
She's like, acne on your jawline, a past of that, and really bad period cramps, possibly.
No. Literally. I need to read that for sure.
Yeah. You would love it. You'd benefit for sure. I mean, every person can benefit from it. And it's the best part is nothing. It sounds scary because I'm like, we all have problems, you know, but it's like, it's all so easy to fix mm-hmm. with just diet.
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. your diet is your medicine. Like yeah. it's amazing. So it's really not intimidating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An enemy that's not hidden is easier to defeat.
Totally. I like that.
Love that.
I don't have any more questions.
That's it.
Wait, wraps it up.
Well, thank you, Beth, so much for coming on the podcast.
Oh my gosh. Thank you guys for having me. This was
of course.
My first podcast ever.
Did you enjoy
first
it?
Podcast ever?
Yes. I'm sweating the entire time though.
Well, that's just because it's
hot in here. Yeah. You have to turn off all the AC and everything.
Yeah, so there's no noise.
Yeah.
No, but I'm honored to be on. Thank you.
It's about time.
I know. It is about Thanks. Time. Was it as scary? Like, do you kind of forget that you're talking to people though?
I do. Actually, I was telling Chelsea before this that I was so nervous because I'm like, oh my gosh, like a million people are listening to me. Like, I don't want to offend anybody. Like, this is why I could not be an influencer. Like, yeah. really at the end of the day. Because I'm like, I would overthink everything I do. I'd be like, and especially the two in me, I'm just like always wanting to please people.
Yeah.
So I'm like, but yeah. honestly, I just feel like I'm hanging out with you yeah. guys.
Did you ever think you would be talking about your poop?
Unfortunately, I did not think I'd be telling a million people how I poop or that I love poop, but here we are.
Welcome to our lives. Every time we record podcasts yes. afterwards, I'm like,
okay, that went a little too far.
But okay, it's for, you know, their enjoyment, so.
Exactly.
Well, hope you enjoyed that.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Go follow Beth on Instagram. What's your Instagram,
Beth? Oh my gosh, I'm sweating. My Instagram is Beth M. Brooks.
That's go check it. Her out. She sometimes posts vegan. Mm-hmm. Watch Beth get more followers than me, and she like I become her assistant.
That would be hilarious.
She like drops off. How she drops
the
me.
Turntables.
yeah, literally. Okay, make sure to follow our podcast Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast. Things are really popping on there. Mm-hmm. So make sure and check that out. And if you want to be extra nice, you can leave us a 5-star rating and review on the podcast app. That helps us out a lot. And you guys have also been getting us to the top charts literally every week, which is so incredible. So
keep
thank
it up.
You guys so much. We will see you next Tuesday. And
that's what we said.
Goodbye.